Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Welcome back to another week of Dugum's Forewarns. This is week... What week is this now? Shit, week 9? God damn, folks. This week going by fast. I don't know about y'all, but this year just be going by fast in fantasy. We already in week 9. I don't know how y'all are doing in your leagues. I'm not doing amazing, realistically. I got like 2 leagues that I'm fighting for, and then I got a couple that I am just... out of it seems like, but we got some time, right? That's why we're here, that's why we're thriving, that's why we're doing what we're doing. So let's jump into it. We got our Thursday night games right away. We got the Texans versus the Jets. It's gonna be another one of those games, I think, where it's gonna be early and often for the Texans. I think it's probably gonna be one of those games where it might be even kind of ugly for a Thursday nighter. Obviously Texans got a lot of injuries lately, right? They still got Nico on reserve, then, you know, Stefan, y'all heard, but, yo, tore the ACL, he's out for the CSOs, so it's just nothing we can do at that point, right? Like, good luck, just drop him, you're not gonna get him again. So, go ahead and drop your boy Stefan. I know y'all probably did already, but who I think is gonna replace him is our boy Zay Hutch. This guy was a beast back in Iowa State. Me and Jahi, we talked about this shit. Y'all know about this shit. Hey, it's fucking sicko, right? Like, this guy is dank. I think he's going to be here to stay. I don't know if y'all think he's going to be my flyer of the week. I'd probably throw him out there for that for sure. But I like Zay to, or Xavier to, you know, like, just fill that role a little bit. Obviously, it's kind of hard to replicate what Stephon Diggs does out there. I think he was wide receiver 8 or some shit. So that's kind of a big hit for your team. So if you're looking for someone, I think Hutchinson, if you can grab him, might be that guy for you for sure. Obviously, go ahead and start CJ Stroud regardless. I think that he's not going to take too much of a dip. I also think that Dalton Schultz is a really good pickup if you guys have him as well. Obviously, there's a great connection there. And then obviously Joe Mixon's going to be getting the rock a lot more, folks. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I mean, when you have to open up the field for people like Tank, Dell, to, you know, get open down the field, that's what he does best. You have to be able to get CJ Stroud into those like 7-step dropbacks, which come with off play action and stuff like that. So definitely got to going to establish that run game early and often. So if you got Joe Mixon, I think he takes a bump. Over on the Jets side, Rodgers, I think you can start him. I know the last couple weeks haven't been great. This last week he was quarterback 17. Week before, quarterback 14. Realistically, like I said, start him. You probably don't have to start him yet. I'd probably sit him this week. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be. The Texans defense is still pretty stellar. So we'll see what happens, right, folks? We'll see what happens. As of right now, though, it's a little tough for me to start Aaron Rodgers. It's a little tough for me to start, some other people like Braylon Allen nowadays. I mean, he's running back 41, right? But it seems like he's either popping off like he did against the Patriots with 9 points, which is sicko. He had a touchdown in that, though, so that's 6 points out of that. He rushed for 12 times, 32 yards, so that's nice. So obviously he's getting the ball. 12 touches is sicko for a backup running back, right? But he just not getting much push. I think it's just this offensive line still needs some adjustment. You can see it with Rodgers too, right? He's getting sacked a lot more now than what he was when he was with the Packers. Obviously some mobility issues. are now afoot with Rodgers because of that Achilles and all that shit. And just his age in general, he's getting up there. So one of those things, I'm a little worried. And then Devontae just has not adjusted back into the system, folks. He's got 7 points last week. I think you got to keep at least throw him in your flex. I mean, there's no other way you can do it, right? You put a huge investment in this guy, and he's also back with Rodgers. So, I mean, once that stuff clicks, it's going to be game over for the league, and I think it's going to be beautiful. Hopefully that happens, right? And then you got Conklin. Conklin's been kind of going off lately. He got a tutty last week as well against the Patriots. Also, how the fuck did the Jets lose to the fucking Patriots, guys? Can we talk? Like, how the fuck did that happen? Like, I was literally just looking at all the games this last week. I was like, oh, like, finally a game Rodgers might be able to just take to the house, you know? Like, he might just run up the fucking score just to get back into this shit. Nah, not a chance. So that's kind of whack. Easy one, but obviously you guys can start at Fairburn. He's kicker 3. That's kind of sicko. And then both defenses, to each their own. I don't know if I'd start the Jets defense realistically, but obviously they got a stellar defense. So do with that as you will. I'm going to move on to the Sunday morning game, Sunday afternoon. We got the Cowboys versus the Falcons. That's kind of a sicko matchup. It's going to be pretty mid for the Cowboys. I think they're going to get torn apart. But obviously we saw something right at the end of the game with the Cowboys. Dak and CeeDee Lamb kind of getting it back together again, getting the band back. So, I don't know, definitely start those two for sure, right? And then Reek is back this week. It seems like he's a full participant in practice today. So, go ahead and get him back in your lineup. I think if you got Delvin in your team, you can go ahead and drop him. Sorry for sniping him last week, Ja. I really wanted to beat you, though. Also, I beat Ja in Dynasty last week, guys. I don't know if you guys heard about that or not, but it happened. So, fuck you, Ja. You fucking suck. Moving on to Jake Fergie, though. Jake Ferguson, I think, is still pretty startable. Obviously, the Falcons have a pretty decent defense, if you ask me. I think that they aren't really going at full stripes right now. They are defense 24 fantasy-wise, but I think they are a pretty stellar unit. I'd probably still start Ferguson against this team, though, for sure. Cowboys, I actually would consider dropping them, even in Dynasty Leagues. I just don't see a lot there right now. Kind of sucks. And then Kyle Pitts, start. You'd probably go ahead and start Drake London and Darnell Mooney for sure. I'm a little hesitant on Ray. Ray is my boy. He's been really good. I mean, wide receiver 67, obviously not really good, but he's been at least like a decent like fill in some weeks. Like, he got you 8 points against the Saints if you needed it. He got you 9.6 against the Bucks 1 week for me, I know. So like, this guy will get it for you some weeks, right? But it's just, I don't know if I'm gonna be starting him. I don't know if I'm gonna be doing it. But Algier, you know, when he's getting his touches, he's kind of like Braylon Allen realistically. Like, he's just not getting like a huge like full carry volume, right? So he's just not producing the way you would want. And then Kirko Chains, go ahead and start him. Go ahead and do it. Moving on, we got the Broncos versus the Ravens. That's kind of a wild matchup. 5-3. Okay, let's see what happens, right? Bo Nix just came off a wild performance. I don't know if I'm starting him against this team, though. The Ravens have been pretty decent. But like, they keep shitting against like these terrible teams, like the Browns this last week, right? Like, they have habitually been a bad team this year, and somehow they lose that game. So I don't know, maybe the Ravens kryptonite is just bad teams. That being said, I'm probably still starting their defense this week. Obviously you're starting Justin Tucker. That's fucking not even like, it's fucking in the bag. And then Mark Andrews is back to being Mark Andrews. So good job for you guys being patient out there. He is tight end 8. That's sicko. Good for him. Zay Flowers. I think this guy is still going to be your wide receiver 1 or 2, regardless of this addition of Deontay Johnson. I don't think that really does much. I'm excited to see what Zay Flowers does with that addition. And then you got Rashad Bateman as well, who's been kind of going off. And then this last week, he just forgets how to catch, right? So take that as you will. I think that's kind of why they went out and got Deontay, is so they can get another person who can regularly catch the ball. And it's another small wide receiver like Zay Flowers, though, so I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. They got, like, a huge offensive line, huge running backs, and then their wide receivers are just small as shit. That's kind of goofy. Lamar, he's questionable right now, dealing with a back and a knee. Not really loving that. I'd still probably keep him in your lineup until, like, the last second, though. I'm talking, like, 11:58, stinker tinker. I'd take that bitch out then if he's still not starting or once it's announced. And then you got Derrick Henry. Yeah, just throw it in, lock it up. And then Justice Hill, y'all know I fuck with it. Go ahead and start him. I like him. You got Javonte Williams on the other side, who's been kind of on and off. He went off for 24 points against the Saints. And then against a worser defense, he goes for 7 points. So it's weird, Doug. And then you got McLaughlin, who gets a touchdown, right? I don't know how to fucking judge this backfield. Realistically, you could still probably start Williams. If you need a flyer, McLaughlin might be a pretty decent play for you, right? And then Courtland Sutton, he was blanked the game before, and then he gets 15 points. It's just it's a revolving door with this team. It's just one week you're good, the other team, or the next week you're not. It's just, I don't get the Broncos. If you got any of the Broncos, you guys probably have a better idea to start them now or not, because I don't. I got the Dolphins versus the Bills next divisional matchup. I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to remember the AFC. The AFC is kind of fucking wacko. You got Tua versus Josh Allen. Tua came back and did not have a vengeance. He went for a touchdown, 234, and 3 fumbles. Realistically, I don't know if this guy is going to be great this week either against the Bills. The Bills are really good. So let's not go ahead and start Tua. I think he's definitely a sit this week. Last week when the Bills are playing the Seahawks, they ripped him apart. I think probably the same thing this week. Kind of like the same like setup of a team if you ask me, except I think they have a worse offensive line than the Seahawks. So there's a big suspect of like just this game being kind of ugly, if you ask me. Josh Allen start, J-Mo Cookos start. You know, A-Chan, you can start him, right? Mostert, I'm probably not starting this cat most weeks. It's tough because he gets 2 touchdowns off 30 yards, right? And you're like, you gotta start him. You have to. I don't know. I mean, he gets 11 touches overall for 30 yards. Like, I just don't get it. I don't know. If you need a flex, go ahead and start him. But you probably have him and probably are going to bench him realistically. Tyreek, you know, if he goes, go ahead and start him. Obviously, that's just a no-brainer. I don't know if I'm going to be starting Jalen Waddle. I don't know if I'm going to be doing it. Until proven otherwise, I'm probably going to keep him on my bench. There's probably someone better that you could throw out there, right? Unless you just have like a huge like feeling that you think that he's just going to go off, I'd probably go ahead and bench Waddle still. Bills defense, I think they're startable for sure. Kincaid, he got a tutty last week. Go ahead and start him again. I think that momentum's going to keep going. And then Cooper, Shakir, Coleman, all starting. What the fuck happened to fucking Curtis Samuel, dude? Oh my god, I was so wrong. I knew it was gonna either be him or Shakir that's gonna go off, and I thought they didn't have a good feeling about Shakir yet. Little did I know. Fuck me. Moving on, we got the Saints versus the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are sticking with Bryce Young, so I'm going to go ahead and probably not start anyone on that team. And then with the Saints, if D. Carr is really coming back, which he is expected to play, then I'd really put some mean thought into bringing Chris Olave stock in. I'd really look into, you know, just, I don't, I think, I don't know if MVS is going to make a huge, like, splash into the scene, but I just have a feeling. Like, they don't really have a lot of other really good receivers on the scene. I'm not saying that MVS is good, but you might want to keep an eye on MVS. He might just catch a shit ton of deep balls. They're going to need someone to do that. And then, obviously, Alvin Kamara, go ahead and start him. It's locked in. Locked in. All right, we're going to move on to the Raiders versus the Bengals. We got 2-6 versus 3-5, so kind of an ass matchup, but someone has to win, right? That means that points are available. We got Gardner versus Burrow. I think Burrow is going to be torching this defense. So if Higgins is starting, I think he's going to be going off. He was not in uniform on Wednesday, though. I haven't heard much. This is Wednesday night, so obviously we'll see what happens Thursday. If he's still limited going into Thursday, I'm fucking going to be pissed off. We'll see what happens, right? I think Jamar Chase, obviously you can lock that and keep going with him. And then Chase Brown, I think, is the RB1 on this team. I think we've kind of established that. And then Alexander Mattison fucking somehow stole the RB1 spot from Zamir White. Remember when Zamir White had such a great end of the season last year and then just got his 3 points and pretty much nothing else all this year? It's fucking ridiculous. Unreal. If you're looking for like a flex kicker or something like that, I think Daniel Carlson's a pretty decent pickup. He's been scoring some pretty decent numbers, and I think with Gardner, I don't know why they took him out, but I think that this guy moves the offense a little bit better than what Aiden O'Connell does. So let's keep going with Daniel Carlson to at least move the or because he's going to be kicking the ball because they're going to be moving the ball down the field. And then you guys already know about Brock Bowers. Go ahead and start him. If you need another flex for this game, I kind of like Trey Tucker. I don't know. We'll see what happens, right? Jacoby Myers might be hurt. So if Trey Tucker is their wide receiver one, go ahead and start him in your flex or something, I think. All right, we're going to move on. We got the Chargers versus the Browns. Both teams coming off big wins. I think that the Chargers are going to absolutely just torch this team, though. I think Ladd McConkey is going to be going for wide receiver one status here pretty soon. Currently at wide receiver 20, so he has a couple spots to go. But keep on trucking. Keep on trucking. He's limited at practice with a hip. I think he's going to be going this weekend. And also, one really cool thing that I heard this week is Harbaugh compares this cat to Steve Smith. So I fuck with that. And then let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Dicker the kicker, go ahead and start him. This guy is a top 10 kicker. You can just keep that guy locked in into your lineup. I don't know how I feel about the Chargers defense this week, but it's tough. You know, like last week they performed really well against the Saints, but if I'm not mistaken, I think some of their guys are out. So I just don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I'd probably start them if you are looking for a defense though. Browns defense, I'm probably not starting them. Go ahead and start Njoku. This guy is sicko if you ask me. He either is going off or does nothing. And typically when he's playing, he's doing something. So, and I think there's a good connection between him and Jameson Winston. So that's kind of sicko. Jerry Jeudy, I think, might be back into the starting lineup. And Cedric Tillman with 2 fucking touchdowns. That's fucking sicko. Just absolutely just steps in and takes over. Good job for the 7%ers who started him last week. That's awesome. And then Nick Chubb, this guy's, some people are saying he's going to cook. Maybe. I think he's still under some restriction that says on sleeper. So I don't know how I feel about all that. Go ahead and start Nick Chubb. I think he's still going to get you your yards. And then, JK Dobbins, I think is start city as well. All right, we're going to move on to the Commanders versus the Giants next. Damn! Y'all know what happened with Jaden Daniels last week. This guy's a fucking stud. Go ahead and start him. You know, honestly, there's a lot of Commanders that I'm starting this year. And I didn't think I was going to be saying that. Daniels, Robinson, shit. Even if you're feeling a little weird with it, you probably go with Eckler. Terry McLaurin is wide receiver 9. You got Noah Brown, who is wide receiver 75. Probably not a good start for you. And I like Zach Ertz a lot, if you ask me. So go ahead and keep starting him. And then Austin Siebert, yeah. The guy that they picked up just off free agency, I think it was like week 2. Yeah, he's fucking kicker 2 right now. So go ahead and start him. Commanders defense, big start this week if you ask me. And then Malik Nabers for the Giants. And Theo Johnson for the tight end, I think, are two startable guys for the Giants. Along with Tyrone Tracy, who's just an absolute beast. He was a non-participant today, though, on Wednesday. So we'll see what happens with that going forward. But this guy is just crazy. I'm so happy for this cat. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so happy for him. Daniel Jones, don't start him. Don't do it. We're going to move on to the Patriots versus the Texans next. So we got Drake May versus Will Levis. If Will Levis is back to starting, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure exactly what's happening with all that. So we'll see. I think Drake May is not startable. But I think that he will at least, we'll see what happens, right? He's still in concussion protocol. I'm not sure if he's even going to be starting. But if it isn't him, and shoot, who is the guy? It's Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett, if he's the starter, I don't know if there's anyone on this lineup that I would start. I think Boutte is kind of getting to a point where he might be a flex. And I don't know. I don't think Pop Douglas is really all that, if you ask me. He's really small. And then Hunter Henry. Yeah, he's tight end 11. Go ahead and you keep him in your lineup if you got him. And then I'd probably start the Patriots defense this week against the Titans, if you ask me. I don't know if I'm starting the Titans defense. I don't know why they are projected to do so well, if you ask me. They haven't really done much. I think Ramondre Stevenson is probably going to run right over him if he does play. I know for some reason he pops up as questionable, which is weird, but I think he's going to continue to pop off. Calvin Ridley for the Titans. If he starts, I'd probably keep him as my flex. And Tony Pollard, you know, obviously you can keep him in your lineup. He's surprisingly top 25 running back this year on this shitty team, so keep him in your lineup. Obviously, he either disappears or whatnot, but he seems to get you about 12 per game, so you gotta fuck with that. All right, moving on to the 3 p.m.s, we got the Bears versus the Cards. We got Caleb Williams versus Kyler Murray, so it's kind of a wild matchup. Two people that I really don't respect as quarterbacks. We got DeAndre Swift and James Conner for running backs. I'd probably start both of them. Go ahead and do it. And then for the wide receivers on this team, I'd probably start DJ Moore for the Bears if he does go. I think he was hurt at the end of the game or something. I thought I saw him hurt. So we'll see if he pops up on the injury report. I'm not seeing anything right now. But I'd probably start him for sure. I'd probably start this is just being biased when I say this, but I think Keenan Allen startable this week. And Roman Duse is starting to get some more work on and on, so we'll see what happens, especially, you know, when it comes to Marvin Harrison being on the other side of the field. He was top 3, you know, in this draft, and Roman Duse was top 9, so obviously there's going to be some talking after the game, so we'll see what happens with all of that. But definitely start Harrison, and then definitely start Trey McBride. Is Cole Kmet startable this year? He's tight end 7, right? So he's either popping off or not doing shit for you. Go ahead and start him just in case he does pop off. And then probably going to not fuck with either of these defenses realistically. Either one might end up getting like a pick 6 or something stupid. So maybe that's enticing for you, but we'll see what happens. We're moving on. We got the Jags versus the Eagles. So I don't know. I think if the Jags don't win this one, I just don't know how much longer Doug Peterson's going to be the coach of the Jags. I know there's not really a lot more other people that can, you know, go in and be the head coach of the shitty program, but something's got to change, I think. If Travis Etienne comes back and they're trying to force feed him, I think that's stupid. I think Tank Bigsby should be the one on this team. He's been pretty effective. Dealing with the issue, I'd still probably keep him in your flex, so make sure at game time you're watching to see if he is playing. And then Brian Thomas, wide receiver 5, calling his own number with, I think he's number 5, right? Nah, he's number 7, so he's doing better than his number. Good for him. Fuck. Yeah, definitely start him. I don't think I'm starting Gabe Davis. Maybe he gets more work now that Christian Kirk with that broken collarbone, maybe now that he's out, maybe he'll get more work, but we'll see what happens. He might be a flex this week for me, Gabe Davis. And then Evan Engram, you know, he got that touchdown at the end of the game to tie it up. So I'd probably go ahead and start him. And then Dallas Goedert, depending on if he goes or not, we'll see. He wasn't seen at practice on Wednesday still. He was popping off at the beginning of the year, though. And then, you know, you can start A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Barkley, for sure. And then Hurts, donut. I don't think he's going to put up a donut. I think you are able to start him. And we got the Packers versus the Lions next. This is a sick old game. If you ask me, you can pretty much start all the big names. You got Jared Goff, Jordan Love, if he does start, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. Go ahead and start those cats. Get at their Lions other than Love there. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You can start him, obviously. Laporta, start him. And then, depending on who's starting for quarterback for the Packers would depend on if I'm starting the Lions defense or not. If it's Malik Willis, probably, just because I think it's easier to game plan around that. And I think that this defense is pretty stellar, so I think they're able to key in on that and take over. Josh Jacobs, I think, is a starter regardless this week. Obviously, if he's not starting because he's questionable right now, you should not start him. But if he's going, for sure do it. Jaden Reed, he's either up or down. It's weird. I think you can go ahead and keep starting him, though. This guy is wild. He's 33 points or 25 points or 0 points. You pick your poison with that. So go ahead and start him. I'm probably going to keep starting Romeo Doubs, if you ask me. I like him. So, yeah, I like him. Kraft. Kind of like what my boy Patty would say. He's crafting up some dubs. Someone's calling him best waiver wire pickup of his life. That's kind of sicko. Good for you, dog. But you should be better at waiver wires then. I don't know how you're only picking up that motherfucker. But yeah, no, this guy's a sicko. Good for you guys if you did pick him up. I did not. And I also didn't trade my boy Patty, TJ Hawkinson, for this guy. Beginning of the year would have been a lot more help. And would have really been fucking with that. But, oh well, it is what it is. Tucker Kraft, definitely start. Rams, Seahawks next. We got, I think, pretty much Primo Stafford back. And we got the boys and the band back together. So I think this is going to be a high-scoring matchup. So that means you can go ahead and start Stafford, Kyren Williams, Puka, Kupp. I think DeMarcus Robinson's a good flex if you need one. And then yeah, that's probably all I'm going to be starting from the Rams. I'm going to be starting, I think, Jason Meyer for the Seahawks. Might have a decent week if you ask me. I think that they're going to need to be scoring points. And so every possession counts, all points count. So I think that the Seahawks are going to be kicking off field goals if they need to. So with that being said, I don't know, because you gotta score touchdowns to beat this Rams team, it seems like, right now. So we'll see when it comes into the game, right? But if I gotta lean on someone, I think I'm gonna probably start Jason Myers, if you ask me, for a kicker, if I need one. Gino, I think he's gonna be coming back to reality. Last week he kind of shit the bed against the Bills. Good call, Jahia. And then you got Kenneth Walker that is either great or terrible. That center needs some work for sure, so we'll see what happens. I think that Kenneth Walker is going to be coming back, though, for sure. And then DK, looks like he's still missing practice again. Still got that knee, still questionable. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, last week, JSN did not really pick up much, even with DK out, so that sucks. Leading receiver, though, 69 yards. Ayo. Yeah, I'm probably still starting JSN. And then I don't know if I'm starting Noah Fant. He's been really up and down. I don't think I'm going to start him, if you ask me. We'll see what happens. If you need a tight end, then utilize him, I guess. All right, Sunday night, shout out to my boy, A. Wayne, who's going to be at this game. Good luck. Hope they do something good for you. I think Joey Flax is going to tear up the yard, though, if you ask me. This defense for the Vikings has not looked good of late. Sam Darnold, I think, is going to have a pretty decent game as well because the Colts have not looked good at defense either. So we're going to call this another high-scoring matchup. Jonathan Taylor, go ahead and start him. Aaron Jones for the Vikings, go ahead and start him. Josh Downs, Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce. I think all these cats are honestly startable in some sort of format if you need them. Flexes are definitely options for these cats for sure. And then I think that Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and Jalen Naylor are both startable in some capacity as well, whether that be a flex. And then Hawk. If Hawk's going to be back, I think I'm going to start him. I think that against this really bad Colts team, I think it's going to be kind of a easier matchup for him. So if he does start, I think I'm going to start Hawk. And then as far as the kickers in these matchups, I think both kickers are good to go. Matt Gay has been really good for me in a couple leagues. And then Richard, the Vikings team seems to really love him. There's some guys out there that are calling for him to be MVP in some cases. You know what? All for it. The guy's been great this year. He might as well be rookie of the year if you ask me. So good on him. All right, moving on to the Monday night matchup. We got the Bucks versus the Chiefs. Still yet to see what happens with the departure of those two wide receivers, right? We still got Mike Evans out, it looks like, and we also have Chris Godwin, who probably won't be back in a Bucks uniform, out for the season. So realistically, I don't know if I'm starting Baker. Last week, he still got you 26. I mean, that's still crazy. Quarterback 7. Is Kate Otten just eating it up right now? Yeah, he is. God damn, Kate Otten's such a beast. Good for him. Yeah, so you can keep starting Baker. Rashad White and Bucky, I think, are still startable. And then as far as these receivers, dog, it's tough. It's tough. He's not passing to him. He's pretty much just going right to Otten. This is like, that's cool. And then you also got Bucky, who's getting some work. And then you also got Rashad, who's getting some work. But then it's just crazy to me. Like, these receivers are just out of the mix now. Yeah, but no, I think both those cats, Bucky and Rashad White, for sure. Otten, for sure. McLaughlin, the kicker for the Bucks, for sure. And then I think you got to start D-Hop. I think you got to start Kareem Hunt. I think you got to give Xavier Worthy a spot in your lineup. I still think that Juju has some sort of capacity. I know he was dealing with his hamstring, and maybe that's a sign to come for him to say, fuck, maybe my spot's gone in this lineup, but we'll see what happens, right? But I still think that Juju still might have some sort of capacity as a starter on this team. So we'll see. Maybe keep him on your bench, but I wouldn't... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd go ahead and drop him or anything like that. And then obviously Travis Kelce seems to be back into it, so that's sicko. Go ahead and start the Harrison Buckers of the world, and go ahead and start the Chiefs defense of the world, if you ask me. Seems like they're still getting points regardless. They're doing it. I don't know. Like, that, this Bucks offense was pretty good last week against a Falcons team who has been pretty shaky. So we'll see what happens against a top-tier team. I think that it's going to be a pretty high-scoring matchup, or it could lead to be one. At least So we have a bar that we go to for lunches and stuff, and they have fill out whatever you think their Monday night score is going to be. I said 51, so I think it's going to be relatively high in score, you know, at least 51 points scored. So I think that y'all are going to be able to get some fantasy points out of this bit. But, yo, that does it for the week. Appreciate y'all tapping back in at those head tops. Until next time, peace.